Thursday, July 3rd. I can totally understand why a person might have a messy bedroom. But a full voicemail box for days on end is just irresponsible and lazy. Unlike the massive amount of time and energy it takes to clean a bedroom, you can sort and delete phone messages while you're lying in bed listening to your fave tunes. Don't record executives have assistants to take care of this sort of thing? Anyway, my birthday was last Saturday, and I had a huge pool party. And today, I finally got to see the special birthday present from my grandma. She actually redecorated my bedroom! Scooby! The coolest part is a new bench and cushion for a window seat, where I can snuggle up to read a book and write in my diary. Chloe and Zoe were dying to see my room and all my birthday presents, so I had the brilliant idea to invite them to sleep over and help me write my thank you notes. Thanks, Chloe and Zoe, for that super cute tea. It's now my fave. Don't you just love it, Nikki? Now all three of us have matching bad boys tees, Chloe said, admiring my pink glittery shirt. We can wear them on tour. OMG, have you heard their newest song? Listen, Zoe raved as she blasted, I love you almost as much as my skateboard on her cell phone. Since we were on the subject of the bad boys, this was the perfect opportunity for me to do the honest and mature thing and casually mention the slight possibility that, you know, the tour thing is so not happening. But I guess I wasn't feeling very honest or mature right then. It didn't help that Chloe and Zoe were super excited about the tour and would not shut up about it. And I swear, that stupid song was giving me a major migraine. I still can't believe we'll be opening for the Bad Boys on part of their national tour, Chloe gushed as she opened her overnight bag. Take a look at these. I've been collecting dozens of magazine articles about them. Nikki, Zoe, I just got a fantastic idea, Chloe suddenly squealed. We should read all these magazine articles about the band. Then, when we finally meet them, we'll already know practically everything about them. Chloe, I love your idea, Zoe shrieked. Let's make a Bad Boys tour scrapbook. Then we can add our own photos and cool stuff from the tour. We'll cherish it for the rest of our lives, Chloe sniffed and blinked back tears as she clutched the magazines to her chest. And maybe one day we'll share it with our future children. Just great. Now I feel even more awful, because I'd missed one stupid phone call. Now we weren't going to get to meet the Bad Boys or share the experience with our future children. Sorry, but I couldn't bring myself to tell Chloe and Zoe the truth and break their hearts like that. Instead, I did something kind. I made a yummy snack of hot buttered popcorn. Then we all flopped across my bed and started thumbing through the magazine articles. Meet the Bad Boys. Aiden Carpenter, singer and choreographer. Nickname, Crash. Hometown, Houston, Texas. Likes, skateboarding, comic books, prank TV shows. Dislikes, sitting still, being serious, salad, rules. Little known fact. Aiden almost got kicked out of the Bad Boys when he pulled a prank at their first rehearsal by filling the other guys' water bottles with vinegar. Yuck! Luckily, the guys thought it was hilarious and convinced their manager to let Aiden stay. But now, they know better than to leave their water bottles lying around. Fave late night snack. French fries. Personality. Aiden is a total prankster and the goofball of the group. He's most likely to be cracking jokes and distracting his bandmates when they're supposed to be rehearsing. But that's because he picks up choreography faster than everyone else, so he doesn't need as much rehearsal time and gets bored. He took ballet, tap, and jazz at Miss Madeline's School for Dance in Houston, Texas. What his bandmates say about him? We think Aiden's pranks come from a deep fear that the world might figure out he's a nice guy and use it against him. Or maybe he's just really, really immature. Most beloved possession. Skateboard signed by Tony Hawk. Most important quality in a crush. Sense of humor. If he weren't a massive international pop star, what would he be? Pro skateboarder. Victor Chen, singer and rapper. Nickname, The Viper. Hometown, Miami, Florida. Likes, dropping sick beats, video games, the Miami Dolphins, ketchup. Dislikes, cold weather, bananas, getting up early, spiders. Little known fact, Vic won his middle school spelling bee with the word Jararacusu. That's a kind of viper. Wonder if that's how he got his nickname. Fave late night snack. Nachos. Personality. Vic is the baddest of the bad boys. A real tough guy who never shows his softer side, at least when he's on stage. He hails from the mean streets of Miami. Actually the suburbs, but shh, you didn't hear that here. He started his first dance crew when he was 9 and has a slick breakdancing move named after him, the Viper. What his bandmates say about him? Don't let him fool you. Vic's a teddy bear. Well, a teddy bear tough enough to withstand a couple of tornadoes, but still a teddy bear. Most beloved possession. A leather jacket that belonged to Prince. Most important quality in a crush. Confidence. If he weren't a massive international pop star, what would he be? A race car driver. My first job was in my uncle's auto shop, and I still drop by to mess around with the engines when I'm in Miami. Nicholas Perez, singer and songwriter. Nickname, Romeo. Hometown, New York City. Likes, long walks on the beach, poetry, black coffee, meditation. Dislikes, sports, dishonesty, marshmallows, TV commercials. Little known fact, Nick loves romantic comedies and cries during sad movies. Fave late night snack. Pizza. Personality. Nick is the sensitive artiste of the group, the one most likely to stay up all night discussing philosophy or writing a romantic ballad. Just because he's a little bit emo doesn't mean he can't let his perfectly tousled hair down and have some fun. But his first priority is always making sure you're having fun. He respects you, girl. What his bandmates say about him? Nick is either a hopeless romantic or a savage flirt. He's definitely the most popular with girls. But secretly, bro still sleeps with a teddy bear. You didn't hear that from us. Most beloved possession. The journal he's currently writing poetry and song lyrics in. Most important quality in a crush. A beautiful soul. If he weren't a massive international pop star, what would he be? A poet or a volunteer in the Peace Corps to help make the world a better place. I'd probably also work in my family's pizzeria whenever they needed me. Joshua Johnson, lead singer and plays piano and several other instruments. Nickname, Teacher's Pet. Hometown, Los Angeles, California. Likes. Dogs, chocolate, scary movies, solving physics problems. Dislikes. Broccoli, crowds, unless he's on stage, clowns. Little known fact. Joshua graduated a year early from high school and got into Harvard right before he was offered a spot in the Bad Boys. He deferred his acceptance and plans to attend in the future. Fave late night snack. Brownies and ice cream. Personality. Joshua is the brains of the group and a real mama's boy. He's kind of an introvert, preferring one-on-one conversations to big parties. And he can make anyone he's talking to feel like they're the most important person in the world. He's a total Ravenclaw and proud of it. What his bandmates say about him. Yo, Josh is stupid smart. The stuff he talks about sometimes, we don't even know, man. We wouldn't be surprised if he discovered a cure for cancer. Most beloved possession. A handwritten letter from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to his great-grandfather. Most important qualities in a crush. Honesty and brains. If he weren't a massive international pop star, what would he be? Maybe a physician or a university professor? Probably both. Wow! I'm impressed. I had no idea these guys were so friendly, talented, and cool. Since I'm a pretty good artist, Chloe and Zoe begged me to start work on our scrapbook. So every day, I'm going to read through the magazine articles, pick the best one, and design an awesome scrapbook page. This project is going to be really fun, and possibly a total waste of time. I was about to spill my guts and tell Chloe and Zoe the truth when another idea about how I could contact Trevor popped into my head. It was so simple. I couldn't figure out why I hadn't thought of it earlier. Because Chloe and Zoe were close by, I casually picked up my cell phone and pretended to be checking out the Bad Boys on social media for cool ideas for our scrapbook. However, since I couldn't get a hold of Trevor by phone, I decided to send him an email. I quickly wrote an email explaining how I'd missed his call and how desperately we still wanted to go on tour with the Bad Boys. When I finally hit the send button, it felt like a ton of weight had been lifted off my shoulders. Trevor always answered my emails right away. So I was very sure I'd hear from him within 24 hours. Problem solved. What I didn't expect was to hear from him within 24 seconds. My heart was pounding as I nervously opened his email. When Trevor couldn't reach me by phone, maybe he'd anxiously waited for me to contact him via email since he'd responded so quickly, right? Wrong! This is what I received. Thank you for your recent email. I'm currently out of the office and will be returning later next week. I will respond to your email at that time. Best regards, Trevor Chase. This is an out-of-office automatic reply. That was me screaming! But since Chloe and Zoe were in the room, I just did it inside of my head so nobody heard it but me. I can't do this anymore. I give up.